CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 28th of June 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can join tonight at 8 in July to learn about this summer's solar eclipse and how you can take part. New speakers are confirmed for the RSGB 2026 convention. And it's time to send in your nominations for the RSGB G5RP trophy. Did you know that a solar eclipse will be visible in the UK this summer? It will be a total eclipse for areas west of the UK. At its maximum, there will be about 90% totality. This lends itself to unique opportunities for HF propagation experiments, and you can get involved. In a special tonight at 8 on Monday the 6th of July, RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chair Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will explain how the committee has been drawing up plans for RSGB members to participate. These include experiments with monitoring medium wave stations in the UK, Morocco and Algeria. An 80-meter CW contest is also being arranged, and other radio amateurs are being encouraged to run Whisper on 80 meters during the eclipse. During the webinar, Steve will outline what you can expect and why, as well as how you can take part. You can join the webinar and ask questions live via the RSGB's YouTube channel or special BATC channel. You can view the latest Tonight at 8 program by visiting rsgb.org/webinars. Are you up to date with the latest developments in the microwave community? Or perhaps you'd like to learn about low Earth orbiting satellites? Maybe you'd like to improve your knowledge on the pioneering women of British amateur radio. Or are you interested in understanding your SDR through IQ visualization? These are all topics that the RSGB is excited to have on the programme for its upcoming convention between the 9th and 11th of October 2026. You can see the full speaker list by going to rsgb.org/convention and selecting RSGB 2026 Convention-Speakers from the right-hand menu. The Society has confirmed that it is frozen ticket prices and you can buy this year's ticket at last year's price. This means you can make the most of the early bird pricing and buy your weekend ticket for just £49. Buy your ticket now and enjoy a weekend of learning, inspiration and making connections. The RSGB G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage newcomers to HF DXing. The award is open to anyone who's recently discovered and made significant progress in HF DXing. If you're an established HF DXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2026, now is the time to send in your nomination. Your nominee should be an up-and-coming HF DXer who's made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show. For example, a good total of new countries worked or some substantial HF de-expedition activity. Please send your nominations to RSGB HF Manager Ian Greenfields, G4FSU, via hotelfoxtrot.manager@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for nominations is Friday the 11th of September 2026. Are you studying for your foundation or intermediate level exam? Did you know the RSGB has recently released three new mock exams for each level. The new papers take into account all the changes to the syllabus and exam question bank that have been made since the last sets of mock exam papers were published. Make sure you are using these latest versions for your revision by going to rsgb.org/mock-exams. The famous Graviton radio station will be on the air on Sunday the 5th of July. The unique Alexanderson alternator with the call sign Sierra Alpha Quebec is scheduled for two transmissions on 17.2 kilohertz, yes, kilohertz, using CW. At 0830 UTC, the alternator will be started up, and at 0900 UTC, the first transmission will take place. A second transmission is scheduled for 1300 UTC. You can read more about the event and the historic transmitter at alexander.november.sierraecho, and also see the article in the latest July RADCOM. Finally, don't forget to listen out for all the amateur stations that will be on the air for International Museums on the Air today. For more information about the event, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaMikeOscarTangoAlpha2026. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally is taking place at Penair School in Truro. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. and admission is £3. Barford, Norfolk Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 5th of July at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich, NR9-4AB. The doors open at 9 a.m. for visitors. The event features trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, charity raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry costs £3 per person, but under 16s will be admitted free of charge. For more details, visit tinyurl.com/barford2026 or email David, G7URP, at radio@deltacharliepapa-mikeindiacharlieromeooscar.com. The Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day on Sunday the 5th of July from 11 a.m. The museum is located at number 41 Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, DN21 5XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit bravoechocharliegolf.org.uk/events. And also on Sunday the 5th of July, the Newbury Radio Rally will be taking place at Newbury Showground, RG18 9QZ. The entrance fee for visitors is £4 per person, but there's no charge for under 16s. Free parking is available on site. For more information, visit November Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Sierra .org.uk/rally.alphaSierraPapa. Now the special event news. Special call sign Delta Quebec 40 Charlie November Papa is in use until the 11th of July to mark the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster. The station has been worked recently on the HF bands using FT8, QSL via DL1EAL. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, EQSL, the DARC Community Logbook, QRZ.com, and Clublog. Amateur radio operators across the United States, Canada and Mexico are activating a series of special call signs to celebrate the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Stations are active until the 19th of July from each of the cities hosting the tournament. Look out for activity on all bands and modes. For more information, visit Whiskey Charlie 2026 Sierra Echo Sierra.org. Now the DX news. Chaz NK8O is active as 5 Hotel 3 Delta X-ray from Tanzania until Thursday the 2nd of July. He operates using CW, FT4 and FT8 on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Log Book of the World, or direct to NK80. Derek, Tango Juliet 1 Golf Delta, is active from Mondole Island in Cameroon. That's AF095 until Wednesday the 15th of July. See QRZ.com for QSL instructions. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC using all nodes on the 5.7 to 10 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the RSGB 50 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 until 1200 UTC using CW on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 1st of July, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 1st of July, the RSGB 140 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report, 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. RSGB VHF National Field Day and the RSGB VHF Fixed Station Contest start at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th and run until 1400 UTC on Sunday the 5th of July. Using all modes on the 6, 4, 2 meter bands, 70 sems and 23 centimeters, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 5th of July, the RSGB's third 144 MHz Backpackers Contest runs from 1000 until 1400 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Tuesday the 23rd of June 2026. Things have been quiet on the solar front, but they may be about to change. The solar flux index has been sitting around the low 120s for a few days, and the geomagnetic KP index has been below 2. Other than a couple of M-class solar flares, activity has been rather quiet. One of the flares was the source of a faint easterly-directed coronal mass ejection, CMA, with no Earth-directed component. But there are a number of solar flare features that could change all that. Firstly, a coronal hole on the Sun's surface became geo-effective on Wednesday the 24th, meaning a solar wind stream could impact the Earth. Expect the KP index to rise, perhaps a 4 as a result, and maximum usable frequencies to drop. Hopefully today, 28th, this will be clear. Meanwhile, a large sunspot group is due to appear around the Sun's eastern limb. The cluster was observed by the ESA Solar Orbiter spacecraft. It shows arch-like structures known as coronal loops seen towering above the east limb. Quite what this will do for HF propagation is hard to say, so keep an eye on solarham.com for updates. The XTB work next week includes FP/KV1J from St. Pierre and Miquelon, JD1BQP from Ogasawara, 583DX in Tanzania, CN2NQV from Morocco, FO/F6BCW in French Polynesia, and PJ2/PH2M operating from Curaçao. AFK's conditions have been relatively poor, with many stations complaining there's not much activity. A quick check revealed little action on 21 megs and higher, other than sporadic E openings. So it looks like 14 and 18 megs are the main DX bands at the moment. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may increase to 145 by Wednesday the 1st of July, once we get over the effects of the coronal hole's high-speed wind stream. The KP index is predicted to go back down to 2. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The typical high summer patterns of jet streams take a step back in midsummer. However, any that do crop up could give plenty of value for sporadicae, since the ionosphere is well primed by meteor debris from the June booties. Multi-hot sporadicae paths in the United States and Far East are likely to be a surprise at times, often short-lasting for individual stations, but overall it's a good time of the season to be optimistic. It can be a challenge at this time of year, since tropo is also a strong player due to the hot air from the land moving out across the cooler seawater around the UK. This provides ideal duct conditions that persist over the waters throughout the day, but may struggle for stations well inland. It could also cause confusion as to whether you're working sporadicae or tropo on occasions. If it's tropo, it'll be much longer lasting and particularly good overnight on the high bands. If the path works on the 77s band, it probably is tropo. Meteor scatters best around the random period maximum, which is just around dawn. Rain scatter is a good option. Watch for lightning activity as a clue for intense precipitation. If you're fed up with all that, the long shot option might be aurora. But that's relatively rare in high summer and not visible easily. And for EME, path losses are high as the moon is near apogee, furthest point from the Earth. Declination is also at a minimum. Sky noise is currently high, but will improve as the week goes on. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Today, the local news of meetings and most contact details from our usual coverage of England and all of Wales. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SV7 at 0 PL at 7:30 PM on Tuesdays. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the 4th Wednesday of the month from 8 PM at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Malcolm, G4KPM, is contact at gordanoradio@gmail.com. Tomorrow, it's the 29th, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Quarterjack, Wells, from 2 PM. Chris Lavis, G6HIQ, is contact. Christopher Lavis, L-A-V-I-S, 3@gmail.com. On Friday, members of Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club will be enjoying a talk by G3TKF entitled The Life of a TV Sound Mixer. Contact is via secretary at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 PM at the Chantry, Thornbury. For further information, email secretary@tango-sierra-golf-alfa-romeo-charlie.uk. On Wednesday, Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting and on-air activity night from 8 PM. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 PM every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. I'm not sure that that's right. There's another email address which apparently doesn't apply to Western. It's all a bit strange. Over in Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7 PM at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. Contact is Rob, GW0RVR, on 0165 633 8449, or info@aberkenfigradioclub.com. Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesday from 7:30 PM at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080, or Sierra.CharlieAlphaWhiskey, Sierra Echo Yankee, at sky blackwoodamateurradio.com. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society members meet on Fridays at Isluin High School. Contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972-336-885. Chepstone District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstone, NP16-7AD. Contact is via the web, golfwhiskey4limawhiskeyzulu.co.uk. Cumbrian District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. To find out more, visit mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Contact is Gareth, MW6GVR, mikewhiskey6golfvictorromeo@aol.com. Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting at the Britannia Inn on Tuesday from 8pm. Contact is info@golfwhiskey0hotelromeogolf.uk. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lauderdale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7pm. For full details, visit Holy Island Alpha Romeo Charlie.club or contact Mike Whiskey 0 Kilo Bravo November at AOL.com. Celestially Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7pm every Monday. Contact is James at GolfCharlie0EchoZuluQuebec.com or you can go to the web GolfCharlie0EchoZuluQuebec.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society meets at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7pm. For more information on events, visit golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. North Wales Amateur Radio Group is meeting tomorrow, 29th. There'll be a radio and chat night. Contact is via Mike Whiskey 7, Mike Oscar November at gmail.com. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9pm. More information about the society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk or contacting Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394994555. On Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Saron Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7:30pm. Contact is Gareth, GW4JPC, GolfWhiskey4JulietPapaCharlie@yahoo.co.novemberzulu. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30pm in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10-9SH. You can contact them via uskside@newport.gmail.com or on the web, look at uskside@newport.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as soon as advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsdb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed to any communication, but calls will be opened after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.